Okay, the holding Amud Tess over here. The Maral brings down two other Chazal about the Dalv Malchias, where he tries to show how the different Inyanim that Chazal describe, they're all Lishitosoi. In other words, understanding what the structure of Dalv Malchias is helps you understand these other Chazal also. V'lochein Oma Daniel, Chazei Havis Bechezim Leila V'aru Aviru Hashmaya Megich L'Yom Rabba. I saw the wind stirring up the ocean. And four big animals came out of the yam, shorin domido, different each from another. So the vama dalad ruchim megichel yama. What's the remez in the pasuk of four ruchais stirring up the yam? Kemoisha marna she'elo dalad im kemo dalad ruchim chalakim chayz bayit. The four amim are like the four sides. Ve'elo dalad ruchin alin asal chayes elo min hayom. There is another nekuda in the psukim where it says that the winds are stirring up the yam, and these animals come out from the yam. We have to understand that the bria of yam and yabasha are it's a chelik of ma'aseh breishis as to different parts of the world. It says that the Yikovu Amayim, that the world had Yam, and then as HaKadosh Baruch Hu moved the Yamim together, there was Viseirah Yabosha. The Chazal say that every time when there was bad in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu flooded the world, like by the Mabel. Then by Avram Avinu, it says, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's a Yalkut, that more islands became uncovered. There's a shifting back and forth of Yam and Yabosha kifi ma'ase adam. On the Yabosha itself, it says kihu ayamim yisoda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it on Yamim. The pshat is Yam is a type of bria. Yam, or more than a bria, Yam is a hechetimtza for bria that does not have a tzura kvua. There are a lot of differences between Yam and Yabosha in different areas. The Malachim are called Nuni Diyama. There are Chilukim. These are two separate Brias. There's on Yam and Yabasha. Chazal say that every animal that you find on the land, you find in the Yam also. The Metzias of animals in the Yam is a different Bria than animals in Yabasha. Kadosh Baruch Hu created two Brias. Yabasha is a Bria where it's Shaykh to have a Mokum Moishav. Yam, there's no Moshe. You can travel in the ocean, but you can't live on the ocean. The Gemara says, kol nechusei yama, sailors, as long as they're at sea, they have no menuchas hanefesh. Because a yam is not a makom yishuv. So any type of the bria, any part of the bria that comes from the yam is an unsettled chelek of the bria. It doesn't have a metzias. Those things that are in Yabasha have a certain kvias. So the metzias of these animals, or the umais, which are like the animals, they are coming from Yabosha. It's ki'ilu, their metzias is sort of ephemeral. It's not a real metzias. It's a metzias that sort of preys on circumstance. Because there's a chisaron in the bria, they come about. So these are called brias from the yam. Whereas Yabosha is a makam kavua. So Klal Yisrael is the only one that's called that it's in a Mokum Yabasha, whereas the animals are coming from the Yamim. Ubimedrish, there's a Chazal in it. Va'arbe chivin rav v'salkum yam. Four big animals came out of the yam. Im zechise min yama. If you're zeicha, they come from the yam. V'im lav min chursha, they come from the forest. Hadoch chayusa de yama, ki solkum min yama imimachya. The animal that comes from the yam, when it goes into the Yabasha, solka it gets weaker. Solka min chursha, those that come out of the jungle, less imemachya, don't become weaker. So there's a difference between chayas that come from the yam and chayas that come from the Yabasha in how strong they remain on the Yabasha. Anything that comes from the yam, like the Gulundi Gemara in Shabbos, if you take a fish out, as soon as a little bit dries up, it's already considered like dead. That's killing it. Whereas something that comes from a chursha is not in any way weakened. Upirisa explains it. Kiyam hu rochek min ha'yishuv. V'mzeichen Yisrael also umeis ein lama metzias hagomor, k'may dover shu b'yam ein lama metzias. V'lokach adong shem b'yam ein lama shchitim. V'zeb neish ein lama metzias, k'metzias hu b'yishuv. V'lefikoch, im Yisrael zeichen ein lama malchus koyach v'im oylem min hayam, k'loima, sh'ascholas habayosem ein koyach hazok lehem ad shem oylem min hayam. V'im ein zeichen v'oz oylem min churs shu b'yishuv, Afkia ya nidlma yishuv gam kein, she ein shom ne odom rak chayas, al mikomokim ein elegam nidlma yishuv. Let's explain this a little bit. The Maral says there are animals that attack Klal Yisrael. That means there's a chelik of the bria that nibbles away at the fringes of Klal Yisrael. However, the quality of those animals depends on they could be minayam, they could be minachursha. Let's explain, let's give a mashal. Let's say somebody's out to besmirch somebody. Somebody's out to attack somebody. So he makes a cheshbon and he says, this guy, he's done A, B, C, and D. Four things that are kind of not 100% legal, kind of shaky. So I take those things and I make a big issue out of it. He did this, and he did this, and that, and so on. On the other hand, let's say I'm attacking an opponent who's got a clean record. So I invent four things. I pick things that are, you know, minadimian, and so on. The shaila is, whatever ra there is in the bria that's munching on Klal Yisrael has a certain basis. The question is, does it have a real basis or not? If Klal Yisrael is good, so the problems they have or incentives they have, they're going to be there, but they're nebulous because there's very little to be typhus on. And the Nisayan usually is typhus on something. The person has a weakness. This person has a weakness for something, so we'll exploit the weakness. That's the metzias of Ra. Ra always looking to exploit weaknesses. On the other hand, if something if something has a real weakness, then it really can exploit it. If something doesn't have a weakness, then it's only going to be surface deep how far it can get. The metzias that attacks Klal Yisrael is chutz min hayishuv. And that's why even the animals that if they're called quote unquote min hachursha, a lion comes to the streets of the city, it's not in its element. There are no trees to crouch under. It's hard to cross the street. It's very easy to do. But it's still very harmful because the animal has some metzias. So when the animals that attack Klal Yisrael are called minachursha, it means they have a real metzias in this world. They're part of this world. But the fact that they're from the chursha, from the yar, doesn't allow them to be as damaging and Klal Yisrael can defend itself. On the other hand, if Klal Yisrael is much more vishleimus, that means there's nothing in the yard that can attack them. So what attacks them is an animal from the yam. An animal from the yam, when it comes here, Basha just dries out. It doesn't stand up to it. So b'meila, the koyach of the umos that nibble on Klal Yisrael, that prey on Klal Yisrael, are twofold. One of two possibilities. If there is a problem in Klal Yisrael, then the attack is substantial. It has what to be nitfas on. And then Klal Yisrael is considered like it's being attacked by Chursha, by Chayas and the Chursha. If Klal Yisrael did not do an Averis, or the Zoicha, then the things that attack them are insubstantial, and they are like Chayas Minayam. But the combination of both of them is they're not Minayishu. Because Ro Daniel, Amalchias, Ro Isam, B'dalet Chayas. Now he's explaining another point to Maral. How come he saw them as animals? Because the chayos are properly the proper mashal for these umas. The metzias of Yisrael on the world, the metzias of Adam on the chayos is malchus. Let's explain that also a minute because it's important. If you take a look at individual koyaches, then a person has no individual koyach in the world that is extraordinary. There is, he's not the strongest animal, he's not the quickest, He doesn't have the sharpest eyesight. Nothing physical does a person have that ever makes him stand out. But most animals, even vicious animals, tend to respect a person. Most of them will not attack a person unless, for whatever reason, it's provoked somehow. The reason is because a person has the koyach of malchus. Just like when you have somebody in command, a melech, so it's not because he happens to be the strongest person. Lav dafka, the physically strongest person becomes the melech. Lav dafka, the smartest person becomes the melech. Somewhere along the line, there's a quality called malchus, which means to be on top of others and directing others. It means somewhere along the line, people feel that he's the one that can put everything together. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a koyach in the world that animals are subjugate to Adam, because that's Adam's role. Adam was told that Redu b'chayis asodev, Redu v'kivshua, a person is meant to be in control of everything because he's the only one that can put things together. A person can have the shore plow this field, the chamor take the tefuah down there, the sus grind, run a windmill and grind up the flour. He can then take it and ship it on a boat somewhere. The Tzuras Adam is that he has the koyach of malchus, which means the ability to put all the pieces together. And in a certain sense, every animal looks up to it, whether it's a dog or whatever it is, even if it takes training. But still, there's no metzias of an animal subjugating another animal in any real sense. It can prey on other animals, it can eat other animals. But the idea that there's a shulton or a malchus exists only by Adam. So that's the difference between the malchus and Yisrael, is a difference between the real koyach ha-shulton or not. And the truth is, most umas ha'olam, the more primitive umas ha'olam, the malchus was just a way to make themselves better, bigger, stronger. It conquered other nations because it wanted to have their resources and their people and so on. The idea that you want to impose a certain order on the world is a recent invention. Whether it was communism or whatever, the fact that there was a certain element of trying to put a certain metzias on a world, that was a relatively new metzias. Yavan, actually, since we're Hanukkah now, Yavan was the first one, in a certain sense, that tried to do it. It was the first one that tried to force an ideology on the world. Its conquest physically came along with a certain metzias of a seder, but that's because Yavan was doimed to Yisrael. It's because there's a certain similarity that there's a shita that sort of is trying to govern things. Rak shememshelas elo dald malchias im chaserim hamala loikis and avdel shel adam. These dald malchias don't have this chelak alikai or the tzuras etzelam alikim that Kaisel has. Umitzada ze shem chaser amal loikis. So the Maral adds one more knech. It says the reason why animals are so strong and quick and so well developed physically is on the cheshbin of the Tzel Malikim. Everybody has a certain metzias. The physical part of it gets developed on the cheshbin ruchnis. Just like, for instance, blind people can hear better, because since they're lacking a certain sense, they get a certain sharpness of hearing. People who are lacking anything compensate by strengthening something else. Klali, the Gemara says that Torah is Mateshes Kerech Adam. Rish Lakish, when he started learning, he couldn't jump over the rib. What's the pshat? Because the person has different components, and the sum total of what a person can do is the same. The question is, what is he emphasizing? A person who emphasizes the ruchnius of himself does less well physically. That's the metzias of it. Just like a person who focuses on seeing does not hear so well. It does not hear so well, it's not developed. A blind person who's always focusing on listening has a sharp hearing skills, whereas a person who sees, because he sees also, so there's sort of an evening out, let's call it, of the different inyanim. The same thing is true with a person in Ruchnias and Gashmis. The Gemara says, Torah is Mateshas Kerech Adam, because when a person starts focusing on his mental or spiritual self, it then his physical self becomes less. And it's one of the reasons why sports were considered a big third or fourth in bicholesterol, because anything that focused on developing the person physically was considered to be a tie to disaster with developing a neshama. So the cholesterol is cholesterol in umas ha'olam, because the umas ha'olam are lacking this myelolysis, that's why they have a much stronger physical self. So they're like chayas. Chayas have very strong physical selves because they are not meant to be spiritual beings. Umitzara zeshem chaseira malolikis yeshem akoyach abiltolikin. Ulekach hoyenirim ketayra chayas. Kiachayas chosalem akoyach lekenibol. By the way, my mamuzga, one of the rebellions of the more secular parts of Klal Yisrael was at the weak Jew was unable to defend himself from the Goyim in Poland, whatever it was. So obviously, clearly, Alpidin, if a person can defend himself, he's going to defend himself. And physical force is perfectly legitimate to use as self-defense. There is no Isser, it's not pacifist in that sense, and it's not, there's no inyan be talking when a person not holding about that dagger. There's nothing wrong per se with physical defense on a person's body and the chassid. But there was a deeper subconscious expression that they were disgusted with the typical Jew who was scrawny, bent over, and whose only muscles were in his forehead. And they were Makana, a guy that looks very, very sportsmanlike. He's tan, fit, and well-muscled. So that was a more subtle type of inferiority complex, and that is wrong. It's either or. A person either develops himself ruchnius, and it's not only learning. It's the whole metzias of a person's ruchnius, a certain edelkeit, which doesn't lend itself to rippling muscles. Just not that metzias. And the person who lies in a world of rippling muscles lacks a certain ruchnius that I mentioned. They are be'etzem almost zelumaseh. So the umas ha'olam, because the chasere korach alokus, have a strength of a chayas. So we have the muscle, why the chayos, why the four of them, why they're coming from the yam, and so on. When he saw Melech HaMashiach, that's where he saw Atzuras Adam. Let's just explain it a drop. What is Mashiach? Everybody, it's one of these things where everybody knows all about it, but it's very hard to give exact dar. What is Melech HaMashiach? Here's something, what is Mashiach? So, it's one of the places in Halacha where the Rambam says he knows very little about it. The Rambam in Halacha writes, there's a lot of Chazal, but this, that, the other, you don't know. But what do you know about it? The only place, the only, let's call it authoritative place that speaks about Mashiach in terms of halacha is the Rambam. The Rambam lists Inyani Mashiach as a halacha. And it's in Hilchas Melachim. It's in Hilchas Melachim because Mashiach is in Torah, it's a melech. That's all it is. All the nisim and the flaws and the melchamas and everything else that comes with it are wonderful things. And they'll happen, Mitzvah Hashem. But that's not Nageah to us. What's Nageah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that there is a din of Hilchas Melachim. And Bekerev Achicha Tosim Melech, and Kleisel has a din of Malchus. Malchus is Malchus Bistavid. That's the final Malchus. When that became Batul, we know that Malchus will be in Eschadish, and there will be Melech HaMashiach. So Melech Mashiach is Melech. That's it. That's the only thing that we know for sure about Mashiach is that he's Melech Yisrael in the ultimate sense of the word. He is the Melech when Malchus finally comes back to Klal Yisrael for good. So the Malchus of Klal Yisrael lies in Mashiach. Mashiach is the Melech HaMashiach. That's all it is. Not all, but that is Be'etzim what he is. So B'meila, all of these Dalet Chayos are waiting for the ultimate Melech to be koivish them. And the ultimate melech is Melech HaMashiach, who is Tzuras Adam itself. Tzuras Adam is the Malchus on the Bria. I think we mentioned last time perhaps, it says that Adam was created from the Dalet Ruchos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took offer from all the Ruchos.